You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Andy Holding looking at the second instalment of Dundalk's action here this week on Friday, December the 22nd. As ever, an 8-race programme for you to get stuck into. The main action comes up in the shape of that 7 furlong handicap at 6:30 when Gordon Law Byron heads the weights in what looks a pretty stellar field. Two competitive handicaps to conclude the card over a mile and a quarter. And before that, a couple of maidens over 5 furlongs and a mile respectively. We'll deal with that two-year-old contest first and foremost at 4:30, in which Noble Kingsway is expected to improve quite significantly on his first run, and it was an eye-catching run at that as well, behind War Hero and Bella Sigourney in quite a strongly run race. This horse, who was a little bit green early on and found himself in a fairly unpromising position turning home, ran home in 34 and change down the lane to finish a never near third, and that was a good effort considering the likes of Snowpatch and several others were in behind, have gone on to either win or run well subsequently. Indeed, the winner, War Hero, was only just beaten off top weight from a bad draw in a nursery next time out. So I think the substance of that form is pretty good. Then it's like a question mark, of course, as this colt, by the way you are, is now dropping back a furlong. And given his run style the first time, he might just find it a little bit of a culture shock over the minimum trip. But I'm still prepared to go with him. Hopefully he'll be a little bit more streetwise today. And either way, he should run well anyway, around about 4-1 in the morning, off the morning prices.
Race 2.
On to the 5 o'clock then, and this is the second maiden on the card, and a little bit less competitive, one would have to say, because we've got the ominous sight here of Theobald, who's an 101 rated horse. Not many, very often you find a horse of this nature running in a maiden at Dundalk. Connections are obviously looking to crack on with him and finally win a race, and that looks as though they've finally found a decent opportunity for him. This colt by Teofilio has already proven that he's certainly up to the standard of graded company by running well in group races. Indeed, his last two runs were in very, very high company, the Middle Park and the Racing Post Trophy, of course. So it's quite surprising that Connections see fit to bring him here for this conditions event. Obviously, there are one or two other horses who've got a bit of form and are likely to throw down some kind of challenge. The likes of Downdraft, who caught the eye first time out, might well improve, and Pahlavi, of course, has already won a race as well. But none of them have clocked any fantastic times or done anything in particular to make me worried about Theobald not taking this race. The only slight niggle would be stall 13, of course, but he's got plenty of class, and Kevin Manning knows what he's doing. So despite this horse being a shade of odds on, it actually could have been a slightly thinner price. I think Theobald will justify his position in the market quite comfortably there in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the 5:30 then, and the first of the very competitive handicaps here, coming up over a mile. And I'm really keen here on Invincible Riker, who seems to have taken a real shine to the all-weather surface. He always threatened to do as well, because most of his best form on the turf was on a sound surface. His first victory here came back on the 3rd of October, when he won in quite a good time. And even though he was up against one or two decent rivals the next day, some grizzled and hardy handicappers, he justified his position in the market by winning, I thought, a little bit more comfortably than the half a length winning margin suggested, ahead of two horses that really do give that form line a decent looking ballast to it, the likes of Rivellino and Arborfield, who have been running well either side of that performance. I do think he'll appreciate the step up in trip as well. The headgear, which was on for the first time, clearly worked the Oracle, and I do expect Invincible Riker to continue his improvement in that third race.
Race 4.
On to the 6 o'clock then, and again, we've got quite a weak-looking affair. Now, clearly, Fozzie Stack holds the key of sorts to this race, because he runs both Zibba and Queen Rabab have both threatened to be useful in a race of this nature, particularly Ziba, who's quite nicely bred and cost quite a few quid. The market seems to suggest a big run as expected, but the form standard is set very much by Port Lions, and I'll probably have to go with him, really, not knowing the strength of the other two in particular. And that run behind Medal of Honour, albeit was slightly disappointing considering he was a 5-4 favourite in the cold light of day. I don't think this race offers that much in the way of a challenge, or a bigger challenge than the one previously. So if he can run to that level here tonight, one would imagine that Port Lions, the experience let alone, will get him through here tonight. He's got a good draw, and of course Smullen's been booked as well, and he'll want to make amends for last time out. So Port Lions, confident choice there in race number four.
Race five.
On to the best race on the card then, which is a very competitive looking 7-furlong handicap coming up at 6:30. Likely to be plenty of pace on here. We've got several front runners, such as obviously Togaville, who absolutely blitzed the turf here in a very fast time over 6 furlongs last week. Of course, we're just questioning whether he'll be able to do the same against several that are likely to take him on and over an extra furlong. The likes of Geological and Secret Wizard will be very much making sure that he's going to have no rest bites at the front end of the field. So with that in mind, it could well be that the deep closers might come into effect here. And if it is a strong pace, then I do think Alaval is going to have a chance of working himself into the picture. Albeit this horse hasn't won for the thick end of 3 years, he has performed to a very high standard in the past, in particularly here at Dundalk, where his form figures read 4-2-1-3-3, and he's also run well in Maidan on the dirt on many occasions. He's got a good draw here tonight as well, and off the back of a 135-day break, I thought he ran a really good race here behind Catchy Man, who absolutely blitzed the time figures on the 8th of December. So it was no disgrace to finish within a length of Mickey Halford's improving 5-year-old. That run is sure to do him good, and like I say, if they go a good gallop here tonight, I'd expect Alaval to be putting in the giant strides down the straight.
Race number six.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and we've got quite a competitive looking maiden here. Not a particularly strong one at that, but plenty in with chances. I'm going to take a chance here on Zerfu, who I thought caught the eye first time up here behind Worcester last week, doing all its best work at the end. Interesting that connections have gone for the hood as well on the second time. Perhaps Sean Corby, who came in and rode the horse, just suggested that perhaps he needs to settle, or he probably wasn't concentrating as well as he could have done down the straight. But I actually thought it wasn't a bad effort. He certainly looks as though that the step up in triple suit him anyway, given his run style. He certainly wasn't stopping at the end. And in what looks a fairly weakish affair, he makes quite a bit of each way appeal.
Race seven.
On to penultimate contest, and my best bet of the night runs here in the shape of Thunder Speed, who has been a model of consistency in recent times, particularly now he's stepped up in trip. If you look at his last two runs, they've been behind the rapidly improving Joseph O'Brien train horse Clear Skies, and there's absolutely no disgrace in either of those two runs. Indeed, he looked like he was probably going to get the better of the argument here last time, until his petrol gauge flashed on empty, approaching the furlong pole as the eventual winner swept by him. But he certainly kept on well enough to suggest now dropping back to a mile and a quarter, he should be able to confirm form with Shannon Soul, who, to be fair, was an eye-catcher in that race as well. I actually think it's between the two myself. But I'm just hoping Thunder Speed has got a better tactical profile, and he's likely to be, or certainly get first run on Shannon Soul, who's bound to be putting in the giant strides down the straight. So, confident choice there, Fozzie Stacks, Thunder Speed there in the 7:30.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, quite a complex affair, ran about 4-5-1 the field this morning. I'm going to stick with the Jessamine project here. I do think this horse is a fairly reliable conveyance, as her form figures suggest in recent times. She managed to win here over the course and distance 3 starts ago, and has followed that up with 2 placed efforts behind the likes of Ben Rumson and the improved California Lad. Nothing wrong with that effort last time out, but they probably just didn't go quick enough for Pat Flynn's mare, who does like a decent gallop. Hopefully she should get that pace that she requires here tonight, because there are several front runners in the field, and from a perfect favourable inside draw, she's going to get a lovely ground saving run around the inside, hopefully with a good break into the first corner. So Jessamine, available at back about 5-1 this morning, looks a decent each way bet in the last. That's it then for the Irish Racing Podcast for today. Indeed, for the Christmas period, of course, we'll be back to cover the whole of Leopardstown's 4-day Christmas festival beginning on Boxing Day, which should be mouth-watering stuff, so hopefully you can tune in for then. Until then, it's a very goodbye for me, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.